Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 84 of Utopia to Me with me, your host, Chris Locke. This podcast is so good, and I know it's been on a very big, long hiatus, so I appreciate everyone for waiting. We haven't released, so it's like mid-June right now, 2018, and we haven't released an episode since January 26, 2018, and I want you guys to know that's because something big was happening coming down the pike, all right? We're now being distributed by E1 Podcasts, so it's a bigger event, and E1 is our producer, which is pretty cool. So that's why we're back. This is the first episode back. We're rebranded, relaunched, not really rebranded. It's the same old thing. As you can tell, I'm already rambling, and there's not much organization. But it's still so fun. We got great guests, and this is the first episode back under the E1 Podcasts umbrella. Utopia to Me, episode 84, and our guests today are Hunks, super funny sketch troupe from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I almost said Winnipeg, Manitoba, Ontario. But no, I guess I'm in Ontario. They're in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And Ontario is also in Canada. That's the thing. We're all from Canada, but they're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Where are you from? Write me in and let me know. I'm going to read it over my eggs and toast this tomorrow morning. Write me ASAP. Here's the thing. Where are you right now? Are you walking around listening to someone else's podcast? I know I've been gone for a while, but put that down and then pick it back up. But select this one because we're back. Episode 1984. It's not 1984, but it's episode 84. It's not even the 1900s anymore, man. Anyways, the world's a topsy-turvy place. You need a new app of Utopia to Me back in your face. And this is a good one. Thanks so much for your patience. That's what I really want to say from the bottom of my heart. Thanks so much for your patience. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for being fans. Thanks for sending messages and being like, are you doing it still? Yes, we're doing it. And it's going to be more regular now. E1 is regulating me. They're basically standing in front of me right now with a meter stick hitting their hand. I think I'm in trouble already. Here we go. This is going to be the best. Dig in and enjoy episode 84, Utopia to Me, with Hunks. Enjoy. This episode's going to be crazy because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six of us in a room and we all have microphones, so it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But this is a Utopia to Me with the sketch troupe from Winnipeg, Hunks.
Hi.
Because there's a lot of you, I want you to go around, say your name, and then say you're an animal you identify with.
Okay.
I learned that. Yeah.
My name is Quinn Green, and I identify with a vole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like a small underground mouse, because they're very industrious, and they like, you have communal living, and it's pretty cool.
You don't look like one, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was worried.
So it's just inside your soul or your heart. You think you're a vole.
Should we also have said what we think we look like as an animal?
Yes.
Like a real fat tabby cat.
Yeah, Liz, we got to give the listeners like a super thorough introduction to you. Okay, feels like a vole, looks like a fat tabby. That's
perfect.
Okay, next.
I'm Matt Nightingale. I identify with cats, I guess, because one time I was found eating a bird on a sidewalk. But looks-wise, I'd say I'm like a pig on a diet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Found that's by nice. Who? Like, that sounds like you were a
I
baby.
Didn't stick around.
Yeah. Hey, come back here.
Come back here with my bird.
It was somebody's parrot.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm Rory Follis. I also identify with a cat.
Yeah,
I do. Not for the same reason, though.
Why? Just, what's your reason?
I like sleeping in the sun. That's nice. That's real nice.
Yeah.
Looks wise, I don't know. I don't reflect that much on my own looks, I don't think.
Oh, very interesting.
I like maybe a flamingo because I like when I do the dishes, I'll stand with one leg.
For real?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my mom used to do that.
How high is your other leg?
It's like, up around my knee.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Is it? That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's.
I saw somebody at a McDonald's, like they were at the counter standing like that, waiting for their order.
Yeah.
With shoes on?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was like, get out of here. Go do the dishes. Something.
Yeah.
Was it in a flamingo and then you ate them? Is that the bird?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tim Gray. and spiritually, I identify with a sloth with a bad knee. And physically, I think I look like... you know, like one of those fish that lives in like the deep sea and they're like translucent and they just like see through feeling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm with, like one of those guys.
With a flashlight on your head?
Yeah.
And a huge underbite?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's like I have bad teeth and I love cold water. So. Yeah.
One more.
Okay, I'm Dana Smith, and I think I identify with a bat because I don't hear good, and like I'm like cuter up close, I think. And then I think I look like one of those, you know, monkeys or gorillas with like the really flat face, you know, because I have a flat face.
That's so weird, right? Because like no one wants to be like, oh, yes.
Yeah, no, kind of, yeah.
That's what it is. I'm trying to figure
flat
it out.
Flat face monkey. flat but here's face. The thing. I think bats are blind and they hear very well.
Yes. Oh, no.
And they
can,
and they navigate where they fly using sonar with their ears.
Yeah. Well, I don't see very well either. So,
so you're thinking of... just an old bat.
You're an old bat.
Just flopping around on the floor.
Huh? That's how it echolocates. Huh?
You guys wake me up when you're going out, okay?
There's no one else in the cave.
Bring in my arthritis medicine.
Grandpa, that's the same corner again. Huh? Yeah. Okay, so that's a lot of people.
Is there still a giant pile of poo beneath us?
I just want to say thank you, and I forget. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing it. But I also just forgot all your names and animals. So I hope people listening remember. But this is going to be great. Let's talk about Hunks for a sec, because you guys have regular shows here in Winnipeg. You have a podcast, which I've done before, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you travel and do festivals a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in Toronto for the Toronto Sketch Fest?
We were.
Sure were.
We just missed you. Yeah.
I think we had a show on the same night.
I think you were maybe, no? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, the two Draculas was on at the same time.
Yeah.
I was really bummed to miss it.
Are you guys going to the Montreal one? I think Tim and I are going to do something there.
No. Not.
No, but we do have some comedy buds from Winnipeg Family Dinner who are going to be making their debut out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're really fun, but not us.
No,
unfortunately, we wanted to, but...
Well, Montreal is like you pay your own way, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great.
Because then it's all about the love and the fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really fun. Yeah. From Winnipeg, that'd be harder to do.
Yeah, me and
Tim just get wasted and then
drive
fast. On the highway. to go do it. But did you have fun in the Toronto Sketch Fest?
Yeah, super fun.
Was that your first time this
year? No, we were there last year as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we opened for this guy, Bruce McCullough.
Yes.
And he couldn't have been nicer.
A child of the hall.
Yeah. Yeah. A child in the thoroughfare.
Yeah.
Help.
Anyways, I don't know why. Everyone's old and lost in this podcast.
Old child.
Help, I'm a child. Yeah.
Just picture this really old Bruce McCullough child wandering the halls.
But to be fair, he is an old child. Maybe that's how I made that connection. Yeah, he is very nice. He saw... Not two Draculas. Last year, two years ago, he saw me and my friends do a show called Dinkus. And he was really complimentary. So, yeah, that means a lot coming from him.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that show was good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that must have been at a big theater then or something. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah, the Theater Center.
Oh, yeah.
In fact.
Queen there. Yeah. The whole world only has one Theater Center.
That's right.
It holds about 200.
If you add a row.
Yeah, but theater's doing great.
So. Yeah, very shitty theaters can hold way more people. Theater Center is the best.
Yeah.
That's very nice. What else should I know about the Hunks, or what should the listener know?
Well,
what's the podcast called? It's just called The Hunks Podcast, right?
That's right, Hunks Podcast.
Yeah.
We have 114 episodes.
Yeah.
It was weekly. Now it's going to be released on the 15th of every month.
Mm-hmm.
We recently had a headphone sponsor that we made fun of.
No, we were very nice.
We were very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you lose the sponsor?
Yeah.
Like you made fun of them and they're like, I'm out of here.
No, I don't know if they actually listened.
Oh, okay. But they still were like, I don't know. Weird.
They're like, oh, we got the wrong Hunks.
Oh, something you should know about Hunks is there is another group in North America called The Hunks Show.
Okay.
That is a male strip show.
Yeah.
And
that makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, than what you guys do.
Yeah. That's funny because we looked it up. We're like, oh, fuck these guys. But they probably looked us up like, who the fuck?
No, they definitely don't know we exist.
No,
I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, these are not hunks. They're stripping must be funny.
And it is.
Yeah.
Well, where do they live? Those hunks guys.
Oh, I think they might be Australian.
Oh no, God, we'll never see them. But we'll never see.
They
them.
Did tour through the States, yeah. And
God,
there was a show that happened. I think maybe in Idaho or something like that, where it the logistics of the venue didn't really work out, and so they got a bunch of negative Facebook reviews. And it was really funny reading like these 1-star reviews of Hunks the Strip Show.
Yeah. But it was just because of technical difficulties?
Yeah, because like the venue was oversold.
Like the penis wouldn't flop out.
It was a real fire hazard.
First it wouldn't flop out, then it was just flopping out all over the place. There was
most of their penises were stuck inside.
There was six guys with ropes backstage like, come on!
Sandbags are just flying down.
Oh, God.
It's like real ancient Greek pulling of the penis out.
This is where the penis chandelier is supposed to fall.
And there's some other guys shoveling coal for no reason.
Yeah, it's like Phantom. Yeah. The chandelier just fell for real.
Phantom of the Penis Opera.
Some grizzled, overworked woman in an office later at the union office is like smoking and trying to figure out all these like insurance forms for all the unwrangled penises. Oh, God. I'm going to get in trouble from the union rep.
Yeah, I have the worst job.
But this one woman who left a 1-star review, she got a bunch of replies that were very mean to her.
Oh.
Being like, you're not classy, you're a shitty, yeah, fuck you. And then her
you're
reply.
You're not classy.
Her reply was the best because she just said, bitch, if I was classy, I wouldn't be going to a dong show.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how can you call her not classy when you're just feeling like, you know, there's real psychological issues up there waving that dong around for a living.
Mm-hmm. What's a classy dong show? That's what I want to know.
Wait, I shouldn't say you're broken if you do that. Maybe it is art. I don't know.
I don't know.
To me, I would feel really uncomfortable.
Would you ever do a penis show?
Only if I was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I just got out beer. No, I don't know. I would feel like, I guess there's like, maybe that's too much of a negative cliche that you have like weird issues if you become a stripper. Maybe it is art. I don't know. Sorry, the hunks from Australia. But we should also address this giant, amazing spread in the middle because I also feel like we should address it Because we should still nip at it. And
yeah, I've been eating it wild.
Yeah, Dana,
talking.
Can you describe what you set up for us? This is really, really nice.
There's grapes, there's strawberries, and some crackers. Tim insisted, like yelled at me, that I had to get 3 kinds of crackers.
I thought you were buying cheese, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
still pretty important to me. We have 3.
I also got 3 kinds of cheese from this new cheese shop that we have just around the corner.
Yeah.
But.
Cheesery.
But.
One of them doesn't count.
One of them does not count because not only does it not look like cheese, it just looks like a puddle in a diaper. Like it's just disgusting looking. But I kind of expect the most disgusting looking cheese to be the tastiest, but it tastes exactly as it looks. Yeah. In fact, almost worse. I think that tastes like probably worse than seagull poo. Like,
yeah, it looks like seagull poo in a diaper, and it's not your fault. It was recommended to you by the store. So let's say the store's name.
I don't even know it. I think it's the cheese shop.
I think it's the cheesemongers.
Cheesemongers. Yeah. Cheesemongers. How dare they?
No, the rest of the cheese is really great, and I'm sure this unwrapped seagull shit diaper one is probably an acquired taste with like super fancy,
yeah,
classy cheese, yeah, eaters.
Yeah. Tim likes it, right?
I do, yeah. I'm not a super classy cheese eater. I just like fucked up shit.
I could see a really rich guy saying
that.
Oh,
for
that. Sure. Like in a nice fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With like a snifter.
Give me that fucked up cheese.
It's, you know, the only way I can feel anymore.
Yeah, he goes into the cheesemonger shop and he's like, where's your most fucked up cheese? And they're like, come into the back. Yeah. And they got like an array of fucked up cheese.
Give me the cheese that the plebes don't know about. I'm like, all right, well. Yeah, this is very nice. So I just ate cheese while you were describing it. It's very nice.
Yeah, that's a good opportunity.
No one's eaten the strawberries yet, though.
I keep eating them.
I had
they're
one.
They're good.
You're eating them? Oh, I didn't see. Because they're really big.
They're daunting.
Yeah, yeah, they're overwhelming. Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna be in the middle of one and be like,
try and talk. I feel like one's going to roll over on me. And I'm just trapped.
Like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Don't remove that little shelf of walnuts or there or whatever. It'll just come tumbling at you.
Oh, that'd be so great if in Indiana Jones he was running away and he's just like, help. Yeah.
Every character of mine just says help, I've noticed. Yeah, there's an almond here. I'm going to eat that too.
Mm. Cut. Ooh, Harrison. Nice. I can't stress this enough. Don't say help.
Yeah. Help. Indiana Jones is pretty confident, okay, Harrison?
Well, I don't know.
Help me. Rock.
Princess Leia says, I love you. And he says, help.
Help my feelings. I'm confused.
This is emotionally challenging.
So yeah, because there's, I don't know how we're going to do this, but because there's 6 of us and it's crazy, let's, man, should we do like individual utopia ideas or should we do the hunks together?
I think we should create one.
Like the hunks in agreement,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm into that.
That's pretty
like
cool.
Like the hunkstopia.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hunkstopia, sure. They don't sell that anymore. That sounds like the shittiest fruitopia. Yeah.
It's the kind that had little bubbles in it.
It's a really, yeah. And then the rest of the juice is just a thick pureed banana.
Like settled at the bottom.
Wrapped in a cheesecloth.
But it's like a really skinny, skinny straw, so you can't suck it up. He's got a red face trying to drink it.
1 star.
You get a little banana mustache when you drink it directly.
The pulp is so long.
Long pulp. I'm sure there's people barfing right now. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you are barfing somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Pull over and barf if you're listening in a car.
But also continue listening to us eat cheese.
And also, if you barf right now, you're weak. Yeah, how are we going to start it? Does someone just throw, like, what? Okay. And this is the thing. The world can be anything.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like extensions of this planet even. Yeah, you can invent your own planet, which is, those are the episodes I really enjoy sometimes, I got to admit, because It gets really stupid. Yeah. But yeah. It doesn't matter if you want to like just tweak things here 'kay. Or whatever. Yeah.
It's so hard for me to like, because I was trying to think about a utopia yeah. and it's hard to separate my mind from the...
This is Rory, the flamingo, by the way.
The flamingo. It's hard to separate my mind from like the science fiction version of utopia where it's like
yeah.
crystal towers and everyone's wearing like a glass crown. And I'm like, that doesn't even sound good, but
yeah,
that's
but
what
in
my
those
mind
utopias,
goes
there's always... a disgrunted person that thinks that life isn't right and right. becomes like a future dystopia, right?
Right.
He's yeah. like, why is everyone so happy? I'm freaking out.
Yeah. yeah.
And then yeah. he starts a little team and there's yeah. a revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't
so
imagine.
It doesn't have to be like that necessarily. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I can't imagine like sleeping on crystal beds and stuff would be comfortable.
Yeah,
so
no.
that doesn't sound utopian to me.
No.
No, it's funny because my. just
help.
A giant shark. Giant shard of glass as your blanket.
Every time you pull up your sheets, you cut your head off. And then a robot butler melds it back on. Welds it back on. Yeah, so, okay, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah, I just jumped to the dystopian version, like, because it's... I feel like sci-fi goes that way a lot. When
oh, totally.
Everyone's happy. There's always one guy being like, but wait, where's all the children?
yeah, yeah.
Utopian shakes is children.
yeah. So like, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, it's always yeah. like, we've mastered everything. But yeah, so I don't know. What would you, anyone like, who's got the best environment, first of all, that you would think you'd like could be based in?
I think Hunks is... ideal environment would be like a cul-de-sac where we all have our own individual home. We don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Individual spaces. Mm-hmm.
Individual spaces.
But, five homes.
But the no... The sketch group is not together anymore.
no, there's no through street. You can't get... No passing traffic, just a cul-de-sac.
So it's just a yeah. circle?
It's a circle.
Yeah,
it's a circle.
It's just a circle that no one can access.
Yeah, and anytime yeah, yeah. anyone's driving through who's not us, we're peering out our blinds yeah. like, yeah. who's that?
Yeah.
We're on the phone with each
it's
other.
It's just a circle yeah. of paranoid people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Staring right. at each yeah. other, yeah. yeah.
We're doing so much cocaine. there's no problems.
No, I like the idea of us having our own houses, but next to one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
With like those... cans with strings so we could talk to each other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But like...
I would never use mine. I would say it's broken all the time.
I'm getting... just shaking the wire.
This is going to be harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Because some of you like don't want to live together and some of you want to live right beside each other.
No, that's what... We're all in agreement about living
yeah.
beside
living beside each other.
Other
yeah, be great. Okay, I already yes. live down the hall from these two.
Yeah.
But you'll say yours is broken because you want your peace and
yeah,
quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 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 And then we'll all come over unannounced.
So as far as like the ecosystem goes, what do you guys think about... So have you ever... you remember carpeting? how they would have like the foam
what
they'd have like the foam pad under carpeting
mm-hmm.
to make it extra soft yeah. to walk on.
Underlay, it's called.
Underlay, mm-hmm. yeah. So what if the whole world had like double layer underlay, so everywhere was soft and you fell
yeah
you'd be okay.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
Good.
It's perfect.
Like a soft, you know, everywhere's kind of soft.
Yeah,
is
there all the time.
Is that going to make us weak though?
Is there carpet
yes,
everywhere?
It would. Yeah, you would not be able to build muscle. Or
but in this world, working out is like you get the same effects from working out, like the feeling good and the endorphins and the good body,
uh-huh.
but you get it from eating really nice food.
Ooh.
Yeah, like really yeah. good food.
Like
you
like
know?
A cheese spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like whatever, you know,
yeah.
chips.
Yeah.
Like you get, then it's like, oh man, I feel so good
like
and I'm looking ripped.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Each chip is a sit up.
So we don't need to worry about the floor being soft.
I started crying.
No, wouldn't that be amazing? That's what I've been thinking about.
Eating chips and looking like Tom Hardy or something.
Yeah, eating chips, looking like Uma Thurman, but like feeling really awesome too. You what, know?
Because Uma Thurman doesn't feel awesome. Yeah. We all know that. Yeah.
I imagine a video that'd be like, Chris Locke is training super hard and crushing it for his new superhero movie. Yeah. It just shows like a picture from far away of you just like eating a big bag of chips.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you hear Chris Locke? You ate
5 bags of Doritos a day preparing for this movie. Yeah. 300 again, featuring just Chris Locke.
And then I'm like, I'm doing a movie?
Help. Can't stop me.
Yeah, no
chips.
Matter what your the Hunks Utopia is, I'm trapped in it. Saying help.
Absolutely, you're on every movie.
And whenever you say help, whenever you say help, we laugh that hard, no matter how bad it is. Yeah.
I hope you enjoy your utopia.
You're in the Beatles now, but they only released one album. Called Help.
Oh yeah. And there's no other Beatles.
No. Just you.
And the band's now called Chris. Help.
It's on the radio every day.
I just got off a plane. This girl's millions of screaming ladies. Help.
People fainting. Yeah.
How does he do the whole song by himself so well?
Yeah. No one is helping me, though.
That's you on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah.
No, Ed Sullivan gets him to change his lyrics.
Only shows him from the waist up.
I thought it was a funny idea the other day. You know, like Ed Sullivan, like there's a like that legend that he's like, please don't say Girl, We Can't Get Much Higher to Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
And then Jim Morrison was like, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. Yeah. Like, the, you know, but I picture when he did that in the wings of the stage, Ed Sullivan just turns to someone and goes, that guy's a fucking loser. You know, like Jim Morrison looks like the hero for years, but then really was like, what a loser. Yeah. I always thought that'd be funny. Ed Sullivan's probably cooler than Jim Morrison at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Sorry, I got distracted. I get distracted no matter what.
So
I like it soft everywhere. You soft guys live everywhere. Beside each other.
Yeah.
You use cans nice to houses. Communicate.
Chips are workouts.
Chips are workouts.
Mm-hmm. See, I was thinking instead of good food being the workout, I like that a lot. But what if we could just change the way we perceive our bodies, and our bodies are just fine, and we don't think they're weird. Nobody thinks they're
that's
weird.
That's true liberation you're talking about now. Yeah. This is a dangerous idea. Yeah. I like it.
Here's the thing, though. What my thinking is about, like, because like working out doesn't help me lose weight. Mm-hmm. What I do it for is because it keeps me happy, keeps me healthy. Stable, and like make me live forever. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the psychological benefits.
Yes.
So I like where you're at. What if it was total control of our own brain? Like 150% control of our own brain. So we're like, we change the way we perceive the food too. Like we eat a celery and we're like,
or we just take a pill and we're like, yeah, it's great. I'm nourished. The end.
Is this like limitless? Yeah.
That is, there's the cheese. that is a really nice compromise. I like that. And I love, you're right. Like we are not in control. I was thinking about that today. We are not in control of our minds.
No.
Even like you, like all these self-help books, it's like, I used to think of like, oh, people are addicted to self-help books. They're losers because they've just fallen for this marketing thing. I still think there's half of that, but I also think that no, we get refreshed, we get in control, but then life takes over. It's insane. And you need a reset.
Totally.
All the
lose
time.
It. Yeah. Totally.
So you're never 100% like just working the thing. Like it's a machine in your control. Like, I like that.
Yeah. And like with meditation, and you know how like you can change your electrical signals and thought process and stuff through that. But it was just like all the time we were in like a meditative state almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like just killing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about flying?
I was just thinking that. What about flying?
Well, because we can control our brains 150%, so there's probably like flying abilities.
No, there's
there.
No. This we're still humans. There's rules, Quinn.
Okay,
there's
but if this is a utopia, so
I know, but I don't think it should be done with our minds.
What if we had special shoes?
Like flying shoes.
Yeah, like flying special shoes.
Yeah,
with little jets on them. You could only go like
orthopedics?
A foot off the ground.
Like a shitty Pegasus? Icarus. Pegasus is the horse.
Yeah, but we learned from Icarus and we're not. We'll only fly 1 foot off the ground.
Okay. Is that good or is that bad?
That's hovering, more hovering, that's hovering than flying.
I think good? I would like to be able to go high. I think that if we're in such control of our minds, we would be smart enough to build like some sort of wing things. Like we could build ourselves some nice wings.
So we'd have to propel ourselves like birds take off?
Yeah, it'd be kind of like going, it'd be kind of like exercising.
I guess if the ground is soft everywhere, we don't have to worry about hard landings.
What if you just eat chips and then you start flying?
Oh, yeah.
What if chips is the answer to everything? Yeah. I just pictured I want to say too, like ancient Greece mythology, like Icarus and a Pegasus horse just floating like a foot off the ground all the time, like like by people and they're like, whatever.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look.
Like, I guess they're not going to...
Not that big a deal.
What about money? What about the economy?
Get rid of it.
It's gone.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That should be the first step in any utopia. It's just money's out the window. Yes.
Okay, bartering?
No,
nothing. Everyone has everything they need.
No exchange. No.
But how does it just exists? It just like pops into existence or like...
Who decides what's right and wrong?
Me.
Matt.
For sure.
Matt decides.
Done. Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
He already kind of does. Yeah.
Seems very chill.
Yeah, you just have to look at Matt's face for the Matt-o-meter of whether we're screwing up or not. It's just from happy to sad.
Yeah,
he's in a good mood.
I just stand outside from like 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. You guys get the gauge and then we're good.
So do bad things still happen in this utopia?
Definitely.
But we love them.
Yes.
To give us perspective.
I do most
on
of
the
them.
And then you decide that they're bad.
Yeah. From 2 to 3 p.m. I'm doing all the bad things.
Also, we know when they're going to happen.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the Hunks Utopia sounds pretty nice, but ultimately Matt is a god. Which I don't know if you guys noticed, but he slipped that in there.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well. Punishment.
Yeah, do you punish? No, I'm taking control. He does not.
All right.
No.
So we're like a pantheon of Greek gods now? We're all gods?
Okay, so I'm the god of bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
And the meter of right and wrong.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good.
Rory, what are you the god of?
Sticks.
both from trees and the band.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, for
so
sure.
From 2 to 3, you're doing bad things. From 3 to 4, I'm playing sticks.
Nice.
Over every speaker in the world.
Yeah. Quinn, what do you...
Just like, everyone in the world can hear Mr. Roboto. And they're like, huh? Then they look up and there's all those weird like Blair Witch Project stick figurines hanging from the trees.
What the? They're like, oh, that's super cool, I guess.
The God of Sticks was doing the only two things he does again.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
He's multitasking again.
The God of some sticks. That's good.
God of a few sticks.
I like that. I like that you're basically building your own Hunks mythological world now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the flying is like Icarus, and then the soft world is like robes. In a way, right?
Yeah.
Robes and sandals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
What are you the god of, Tim?
I'm the god of extreme sports.
Mm-hmm.
And evening wear.
pajama Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of your many names.
Luxurious evening wear.
I love that. Yeah. Man, that was a tough game today, eh, guys? Also, what do you think about this? Just holding up a little negligee.
Tony Hawk just does a 900 into an evening gown.
I feel like there's a lot of important gods missing in this world.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of goofy gods.
Yeah. Oh, and water then, too.
So we got water, so we know we have water at least.
Yeah. Is the water soft?
No.
Yeah.
No, the water's pretty tough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little thicker. It's a little thicker in this world. Ooh. Yeah.
Minerally?
So you can float easier.
Oh, nice.
Like the Dead Sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Salty. Yeah. But salt's good for you in this world. So.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently the Dead Sea, actually people go and float in it if they have bloody axe wounds in their body.
Like, for real?
Yeah, and then the salt of the sea
good for your
sews it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the,
just a bunch of salt at a sewing machine and glasses down at the end of its nose.
Yeah, like,
what trouble did you get yourself into?
That's a salt sound?
That's the salt of the ocean.
What kind of trouble are you getting here? What are you doing here?
This is my impression of some salt from the Dead Sea.
Oh boy.
Help.
Oh, that's great.
Dana?
This is good. Yeah.
What? Do you wanna, what's your.
Where you got?
Oh, I'm. I think I'll be the god of food and also arts and crafts.
Oh, cool.
And also the goddess of making like all of the houses look really nice.
Nice.
Yeah, like me, I'm gonna design all of your houses.
Interior, exterior?
Interior and exterior.
Oh, nice. Landscaping?
Yeah, landscaping too. Gonna be lots and lots of peonies.
Nice.
And nothing but. No, lots more. There's also gonna be daffodils, but peonies are the ones that smell great. But in this world, peonies don't ever die. Mm. Like, you know how peonies, they only have like that one week where they're really good?
And yeah, I know that for sure.
Yeah. They only
have, I'm looking it up.
Well, normally they only have like 1 week where they're really good. And they smell great, and they're beautiful. So it's
is it
gonna
the purple
be,
ones?
No, they're pink.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there are also some purple ones probably too.
Okay. Cool.
So
oh, I got a pick here.
Yeah,
oh,
isn't
nice.
It beautiful?
Okay. Those are big.
All right. You're driving your car. Listen to this.
Big.
Pull over right now. Barf, and then Google peonies flowers.
Peony smelled exactly as you would imagine.
Peony. Oh, I've lost it. I don't know. I spelled it wrong, but then.
P-I-A-N-E-S-E. Yeah.
But I spelled it wrong anyways. Like, I just, that's the problem with Google. I'll spell shit wrong.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. And then Google's like, I know what you mean, you fucking stupid idiot. Yeah.
It just Google sighs.
Yeah. God. All right. Well, another idiot spelling mistake sent into the Google archive so the FBI can destroy your life one day. I'm so scared.
You know what? Like, so every time we do a Google search, it takes a certain amount of energy for these computers to process what we're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, if you misspell something, that's an extra step.
Mm-hmm.
For so like spelling things wrong is bad for the environment.
Oh, whoa. My god,
that's crazy. Hey,
whoa.
And also it makes the computers exasperated because they have to do more work,
right.
So then when it is time to destroy humans, they're coming for the worst spellers first. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You just spell you using the letter U. They tase you to death.
Yeah, that felt satisfying.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, that's how feelings work. Sweet.
Yeah. And they're gonna get rid of the swearers because my phone does not like it when I swear.
Yeah, yeah. It just thinks you really like ducks.
Yeah,
just my impression of your phone.
What a salty phone.
Yeah. You and your phone and the salt. Some of the Dead Sea salt have like a sewing circle where they just tisk.
Yeah, it's weird how we're always like fools to gadgets and the environment. Like, that's what human beings really are.
Yeah.
We were talking about this at like that brunch the other day about the Google, like everything is stored from like
the archive
from years back.
Yeah.
I think I've been freaking out about that.
Since I brought it up?
Yeah. Oh, it was you that brought it
Sorry.
up?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my mind and probably run into the woods.
Tell us about that. What?
Yeah, let's talk. Let's.
There's a.
Everyone should know.
There's a website link. I can send it out
to anyone.
To anyone.
What's your Twitter handle? No.
I don't want Google to know that I'm investigating them now, though.
Well, yeah. There's a Google website where it's a Google archive, and what you can do is request your archive, and so you submit, like, if you have a Gmail account, you submit your Gmail email address to them. And it takes them maybe an hour or a day, depending on how much information they have stored on you. But every Google search you've ever done, every email you've ever deleted, every Google Maps thing you've ever done, everywhere you've ever gone in the world, everything you've ever entered into any Google program, any Google Hangouts, any Google anything, they have an archive of it.
Well, I'll and get so, rid of that in the Hunks Utopia.
Okay, good.
I'll get rid of that. Don't worry. That's not going to
exist. So mine is like 4 gigs from an email address I haven't used in like 8 years.
It's weird how something so dark and ominous and nefarious as something like this Google storage is like, and you know, it's funny, like something like that is so prevalent in our life. And my response to that is, I want to kill myself. In my head, it's not like I'll kill Google. It's like I can't win. I'm gonna kill myself.
It's over.
Yeah. Some archive out there has sucked out your will to live.
Oh my God! Is that the whole point of archives?
That's why Indiana Jones kills himself after Raiders. They just put the ark in that big room, and he's like, oh, "Fine, you know, help. See ya."
Archived. Yeah.
That guy, one guy looked at it and he's like, ah, my old email address was super stupid. Yeah. His face melted.
Yeah, but like, it's, I don't know, like, yeah, there's not, I feel like I could stand behind anything I've ever Google searched and emailed and stuff, but it would still be a horrendous time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just so many dumb things I've Googled too. Mm-hmm. Like,
I've definitely like had messages too and on Facebook with friends where we like made fun of someone and it was like a little extra saucy and mean because you're being like hyperbolic to like be funny. But then if that ever came out, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm a piece of
totally.
Shit.
Yeah.
Would you stand behind that?
I think people know me enough to know that I already say these things behind their backs. So I don't think it'll be much of a surprise.
But what if it were on the news? What if you had to explain it to
the
like,
news
people
knows
who
I am.
Know you.
But like, you know, the thing is, if I would think that if anybody was like, oh, I'm going to pull up your dirt and like expose you. Everybody's done it. There's no person in the world who's, I mean, there's maybe a couple of people who've never used Google. There's probably some, like, a chunk of the population that's never used Google. But anybody who has a computer ever has the same type of shit on their Google archive. It's not, it's,
I'm just more embarrassed. Right. Like, I think that it'll be more embarrassing for people to realize, like, how dumb I am. You know? Like, how many things that I've Googled the same thing over and over and over again. I Google. Yeah, it's really embarrassing. I Google when the dates of the Second World War were a lot. Because I can't keep it in my damn brain.
Yeah.
Why sometimes do you need that information?
I don't know, but I feel like I need it, and I feel like I'm dumb without it, but I can't have it.
It's like 1945.
Every day I Google, where is my penis supposed to go?
When I don't know how to spell a word, I'll just type it into Google and then it'll auto correct, right?
Yeah, of course.
The number of times I've Google searched diarrhea for that reason alone.
It's a weird
but
word.
But Google really helped with that. Like now I know D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Yeah.
And that's because of those Google searches.
Yeah.
But that it took a long time. Yeah. I'm with you.
It'd be like way back in the day, like opening an encyclopedia to the same page you've opened 100 times in the encyclopedia, just reading like, are you again? Yeah. Are you sure? Come on.
Yeah, like what? The words have faded and you're like, oh, that's the most shame.
I guess one thing about that.
This is my impression of the encyclopedia now. You're under arrest.
This is your 7 millionth time looking up the word fellatio. You're under arrest.
You are not fit for society.
And the little gun comes out of the spine.
You're just zapped into dust. That's coming, guys. You laugh, but anyways.
I wouldn't mind being zapped to dust. That's not a terrible way to go.
Yeah?
You know? Whatever.
Deathbed, and you're
dust
like,
in the wind.
Dust me.
Yeah. Dust me, baby.
But here's
dust
something
me with your best
that it makes me, you know, like we're all kind of worried if all this information got out because of how embarrassing or what sort of ramifications there would be. But there are people who see this information, right? And there's...
I don't think there are. That's the thing. I mean, think it's like a faceless thing where it's like accrued and collected, but nobody's looking at it.
Okay, but well, I think they are at least through some sort of algorithm that skims through them. I think like there are people who get in trouble for the things they look on the internet or look at on the internet,
sure,
right? And so it's sort of like we do have this filter already. It is exposed and people are like, for the most part, we're all fine. We're not getting arrested and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Bill Burr, local
I'm just worried
comedian.
About a wind change in society when it becomes like a super fascist totalitarian regime. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and like then, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we are in a very nice, positive, liberal-minded, progressive, for the most part, society right now.
Mm-hmm. But right.
The Trump thing and the alt-right stuff makes me feel like a wind change could create people where it's like, man, even if you Google this, you're not like contributing to society in the exact
right
specifics.
Okay.
You know, that's what I worry about. But that's also like paranoia about something I made up myself. So you never know. But
no, I think that's got weight to it. Yeah,
because that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And when Trump was elected, we really thought that was actually weirdly happening. Like. And still kind of is. Luckily, not a lot of stuff goes through that he wants, but it's like,
yeah,
it's really weird.
It's super weird.
Yeah. How close it is to, like, you know, people that you're not aware of, like all of a sudden tipping something over.
Yeah, it's still, it somehow made its way onto the table.
Yeah.
At the very least, that discussion is on the table now, right?
We're like almost close to having like concentration camp for Muslims or something.
Yeah.
That was fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, eh?
Very cool.
Help!
It's a little louder and more forceful now.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that is where that help is always coming from.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about what god you are.
Yeah.
No, I would be the god of the weather, and it would change depending on my mood.
Oh, yeah. Now we get some sauce.
Yeah, the god of fires. No, but I'd be happy a lot because it's pretty cool here.
I don't know, man. You've got some pretty fucked moods.
That's true.
And then when you're happiest, there's a thunderstorm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to keep me sad all the time, and it's beautiful out.
A lot of thunder snow in Quinn's world. Yeah.
And then I'd be the god of the fires and firefighters. And the way everything smells. That would be the god of how things smell.
This is way too much power. Dana's got like nice houses.
Like, yeah, and arts and crafts. Like
which are getting neglected for the houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it's part of it, arts and crafts, I think.
Can I just go back to the point I was making just before Quinn took control of the weather? Just say, because I'll summarize it for the people listening, because I'm trying to summarize it in my own head. Say Stalin had access to the Google Archive.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he had friends killed because they were like
right.
getting a little like comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like you type in, is Stalin okay? And you meant like, oh, is he doing all right? And then it'd be like, somebody would be like, ah.
Yeah.
He meant, is he a good person or whatever? You can
Why
just
are you
take
even
it.
Googling him at all?
What's
yeah.
wrong?
And I think the trigger words thing has been publicized in media, right? Like sometimes when I'm joking with friends, even if I sarcastically made a joke about ISIS, I don't do it because then that word is in my whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it probably triggers something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what?
This podcast is going to get us in so much trouble.
I know. I did before the prevalence of ISIS as a terrorist group, I did a research project on Isis the goddess. So yeah. I was Googling her constantly.
So there's like 6 months where your Google searches are just ISIS.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're gonna go back to Toronto and then you're gonna just see us slowly drift off of social media, like our profiles just stop existing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll try calling us on our landlines.
I'm always telling
that
my.
That actually really freaks me out.
I feel like we're building a utopia and this dark underworld at the same time.
I feel like I go there every time. I can't like not. Yeah, maybe that's the counterbalance. I don't know. Just show what.
Dichotomy. Yeah.
So we're a bunch of gods. I'm not. I'm trapped. In
you're the movie star.
Oh yeah. And you're the only one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like there'll be scenes where we'll recreate our favorite movies, but you'll be every character in the movie.
Yeah.
Like you'll be Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
50 first dates. Will just be you. 50 days.
IMDb is just you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like when people turn around and they pretend to be hugging and kissing someone else. That's every movie.
And then you turn to the camera from that wink and say,
help.
Like most of your dialogue, you slip like please and cries for help. And, yeah. I'll be back. Please send help.
I'm trapped in these really weird God's comfort zone. Anything else? What do you think, guys? What do you think?
What about the weather? I know Quinn's in control of it.
I know, but we're
like,
going to have to do
like
something
that.
About that. Well,
what's,
yeah.
What's the,
I don't like
but you're
that
only
either.
The God of sticks.
Well, I know. But
I know.
Shit.
It doesn't have, well, I mean, you
what's
know.
What's the population makeup of the world? Like, what's, is it just us? Is it, do we, question. are we bigger than other people if we're gods?
Like, we have big heads, so but weird. Small bodies?
Giant heads and tiny
no,
bodies?
I think we look the same. We live amongst the people, okay. But every time, everyone knows us, and every time we walk into a room, they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they're, it's just like, they're super pumped to see us, and that's what, like, they don't know that we're gods. We're just, nice. Like, the cool, we're, yeah. like, real cool, you know?
And can we talk to animals? Like, do we have dominion over...
We can talk to them, but they don't understand us.
Do they respect us?
Because you're gods, though, do you sort of at least give a wink to everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Do we? Yeah. In a really cool way where they're like, oh, that's so cool. They're bringing it back, yeah. You know? Like, that's kind of sexy when they do it. Yeah. And then they try it, and they're like, it doesn't work for me.
Has the wink yeah. left? Is that what we're talking about? Are winks not cool anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not cool.
You're still winking?
I'm still
yeah,
winking.
You shouldn't do it, especially, because you've already got kind of a squinty face. So.
A squinty.
I'm going to try to unsquint my face all the time now.
It's hard.
What about religion? Is
no.
there any?
No, none. None.
Yeah.
No okay. money, no gods.
Nobody
money,
worships no us. We're nothing God. Like no, no, no. But like, but no one worships
no.
us. It's a difference
no, no.
between religion.
They don't know we're gods. That's what Dana's point is. Like, yeah. we wear leather jackets and no one comments on it. They're just
yeah.
like, nice.
They're just like, whoa. Yeah. yeah.
Is there an afterlife?
There's no death.
Yeah, there doesn't have to be.
Fuck
whenever
that. Yeah, I feel like if you're building this perfect utopia, you'd probably just want to live there eternally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there birth?
No. There's
no birth.
A certain amount of people, that's
no.
it.
No, but you know what? We do go
you're
through...
looking at your phone when you're asking yeah. these questions. Are you Googling? You're Googling, like, what other things are there?
Yeah. Things.
Yeah. What things birth? Exist?
But we get, like, we instead of, like, birthing children, we get puppies and kittens. Oh,
out of our bums and our...
What? No. What?
Let's end it with puppies come out of our bums.
Bum puppies.
Good night.
Ew.
They live in our tummies and come out of our bums.
In a few days, this will be cute. You have to trust me. You have to trust me.
Just a litter.
Oh, shit.
And it's meowing.
And there's nipples for them to eat just above your butt.
Another little hole where little kibbles and bits come out.
There's a hole in the back of your head that they sleep in.
Oh, it's a pouch, like a kangaroo pouch.
In the back of your head.
This is getting so gross.
You're just the husks of dead gods that puppies live in.
We've been just puppies in a trench coat all along.
I'm more puppy than God now.
Like when you wave at people, like puppies drip out of the sleeve of your coat.
Just run in all different directions.
Shit, puppies. Control this soft world.
We always smell like sawdust.
Oh, man. That sounds like a fucking weird, horrible Frank Herbert type of shit.
Yeah.
Shit, puppies, control this soft wasteland.
Sounds like T.S. Eliot. No, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
The puppy bowl.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else on the Google?
Is there any poo-poo or pee-pee in this world?
Only the poo that's all over the puppies. Puppies.
Our food just turns into puppies inside of our body.
Yeah.
Muscle and puppies, that's what our food turns into.
So depending on what you eat, it creates a different kind of puppy? What What do you like? Okay, no. Everyone pulls back pretty hard on that.
No, we don't have to think about it. It just happens. Okay. And it's a natural reaction.
Okay.
But I think there's like, in terms of the population, maybe like 200,000 people.
That's a good number. I was thinking like 100,000, 200,000.
On the whole planet.
Yeah, because my immediate reaction is none. But then
is the planet actually the
want that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't just live with you guys alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to fill the theater center?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We need at least 205 people.
You need six guys to rope your dick out. Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that.
And so is the world the same size that it is, or is it like a small world where you can travel all the way around the whole globe?
It's flat.
In a day. Obviously, it's flat.
Obviously. Still flat.
It's just like a more manageable size.
Yeah,
but like, it's all of the coolest parts of this world. So it's like, it's like Banff and then Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And then immediately into the salt flats.
Yeah.
And then immediately and into
the Dead Sea.
And then into Patagonia. And like, it's just like cool shit at every turn.
And Japan.
And then it's Japan. Wow. And then the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
It's like Le Petit Prince, you know, and he has the little tiny world. They have different sizes of world. So it just fits perfectly for our population.
And are there any corporations?
No, there's no money.
No money.
Oh, yeah, cool. Mm-mm. So no Coca-Cola?
Well, there's got to be Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola comes from the nipples on your back.
It sustains the shit puppies.
And Hawkins cheesies comes out of the front nipples. Oh, God.
No, there's no pee.
No pee.
Hawkins cheesies just come out of your genitals. And it hurts. That's the only pain and suffering that keeps you real.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That's too harsh. And gross. So why am I being so gross?
Matt's in charge of bad things. So what... what sort of bad things, like, do we... So we don't have death. Can we appreciate life without...
I think there's death, but death of the dogs. Like, the dogs die.
Oh, my God.
That die. It's so they can explode? Keep having more puppies.
That's like a holiday. Death of the dogs.
Like Wicker Man style?
Yeah. Every year, all the dogs die on a certain day?
Yep.
Und puppy smashing day.
That's amazing. That's like Mexico, the Purge. Like Day of the Dead sort of thing. But your skull masks you wear have like a snout on them.
Yeah.
So do the puppies just die that day? That's just once
a... No, they become dogs and then they die. Like normal dogs. Oh, they're just normal
regular
dogs.
Regular timeline.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's
but
just
if they
so
haven't died by doggy death day...
Yeah, then they're out of luck.
Yeah. And we're the only ones that are in complete control of our minds and the rest of the population... Human level control of their minds?
Yeah, so in our utopia, everyone's life except for ours is basically the same. We're just in control of it.
Okay.
Is that what we're saying?
Theirs as well? Yeah, and I guess the world.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
What kind of bad stuff would you make happen, Matt?
A lot of thievery.
Okay, petty thievery.
And petty thievery.
Nothing over $3,000.
Nothing over $3,000.
No, one's going to prison for it. It's all misdemeanors.
There was like this digression where we talked about like the scariness of someone like Stalin, and you guys have just become basically mentally ill Stalins.
who excrete puppies.
I mean, I guess he was maybe mentally ill too, but Jesus, this is like what are you, demented?
Yeah. Stalin wasn't afraid of Stalin.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's good. This is a good one. I think that's been pretty much an hour, right?
Yeah. Guys?
Did you have fun?
Oh,
I can't believe how organized that was.
Yeah, we got it done.
I think I want to thank you, Tim, too. You sort of became a de facto... You kept the reins on it a bit. Yeah. No, that's good. I get distracted and digress a lot, so that was perfect. Yeah, it's good. Do you guys? Yeah. So we're a bunch of gods. Let's try and summarize it. Bunch of gods. Soft world.
Soft floors.
Really, right. Just like a cool environment where it's like Germany and then the Amazon.
Oh, can we change? Can we turn into our animals selves or no? Yeah.
Well, I think you guys can. Maybe the plebes can.
No.
Yeah.
So you're flamingo.
And you can fly, but it takes energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the water is thick, like the Dead Sea. and it cures wounds. I don't know. There's a lot. Anything else?
You're on every movie.
Yeah,
I'm on every channel. And I'm really fit because I eat so much chips. But there's a part of me that needs help. And that's mostly what I say. But chicks love it. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of female fans. What else? Oh, yeah, and then we shit out puppies. And then they sleep in the back of our hollow heads. And they feed off of the nipples on your back, which is Coca-Cola.
There was a few blank pages left at the end of that Bible that we had to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and a few left for whoever finds our corpses dried up on this soft land.
Soft, salty land.
That was great. Well, say anything you guys want to promote coming up. This will be out in a bit.
Okay.
So anything down the line?
We got videos coming out on Funny or Die YouTube like every month.
Oh, yeah. That kind of like, because I released this thing on Funny or Die 2 recently.
Yeah, so good.
And I kind of felt bad. I was like, oh, man, we're promoting it at the same time.
Yeah.
But because it was a coincidence. But the videos are great.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks,
so
man.
Go look at the Hunks videos on Funny or Die. And you've got to deal with them, or it's weekly?
No, it's just monthly. We're
monthly?
We're just releasing them monthly. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, look for Hunks on Funny or Die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a comedy album called You Gotta Laugh that's available online where you get albums at.
Yeah.
And
Google knows.
Yeah, Google it.
Ask Stalin, he knows.
Yeah.
And a website, zellers.biz.
Robo Stalin.
Yeah.
That's what I guess we're basically describing.
Yeah.
Robo
Stalin. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Robo Stalin listening to Tim's album on repeat, doing the robot.
A giant computer with a mustache, like a thick mustache.
It's constantly getting like bits in it.
Or bites.
Bites. Gigabytes.
Computer from the 80s. Anything else?
Just follow us at Hunks Comedy on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
If you're in Winnipeg or ever in Winnipeg, come by Wee Johnny's. We do comedy every Friday, Saturday night, and open mic on Wednesdays, and trivia nights starting on Tuesdays.
Oh, cool.
And in the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, we're going to be doing our Hunk show at that venue, as well as Graham Clark's going to be at that venue.
Yeah.
And J.D. Renaud.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank
thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, everyone, that was Hunks, the sketch troupe. Wasn't that fun? So much craziness. That was one of the silliest episodes we've done in a long time, and it was super fun. And it's a good one to come back to. All right, that was it. So, follow them at Hunks Comedy, all capitals at Hunks, and then lowercase comedy on Twitter to find out more what's been going on. They have tons of sketches up on Funny or Die right now, like we mentioned, that are blowing up, and everyone's sharing on social media and checking them out, so you got to check them out too. Super funny, and that was great. Thanks so much, guys, for having me over and having me eat all that cheese and having a good time and drinking some tea. That's it. Also, follow us now at Utopia to Me on Twitter, and follow me at Chris Lock Fun. So much stand-up and all kinds of new junk coming up. Man, there's going to be a ton of announcements about my really burgeoning career here that I've been doing in Canada lately. It's been years and years and years of doing comedy, and every now and then I inch forward in some kind of unique and interesting way. Don't you think that's neat? Please send a message on Twitter or something, or saying welcome back. We have a new website too that you can check out that Annalise at E1 and a bunch of people have helped with. I think not a bunch of people. I think just her for the most part. And then check it out. It's way crisp. We had a really brutal blogger page before. Now it's crisp. Check it out. And that's it. Everything's been great. It's the summer here in Toronto, 2018. And I'm going outside to, it's humid out, but I'm going to go up to a tree, pat its bark, and be like, don't worry, buddy, we'll be gone soon and you guys will flourish again. All right? So thanks so much for checking it out, and come back another time. Peace on earth. Go tell everyone that you love them, and do something nice. Okay? Thanks. Goodbye.